commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
The Winter Olympics are visually stunning. Who isn't attracted to the beauty of figure skating? Ski jumping looks fascinating. Luge and bobsledding look like a white-knuckle ride. And I enjoy snowy downhill skiing while I'm snugged up in my living room. And yes, there is something compelling about watching athletes compete to see who is the very best in the world. But I am not doing a lot of cheering. The truth is, I don't know who most of these people are. I can't name a single competitive figure skater, and that's the most watched event in the Olympics. The only downhill skier I know is Lindsey Vonn, and that's only because of the PR that she's gotten for being Tiger Woods' girlfriend. And because of that, I know that she's injured and is not competing. I know Joe Pavelski from Plover, but I don't really know anyone else. A big part of the television coverage is those mini-documentaries that profile the athletes who are likely medalists. We are shown clips of their home life, their training routines. The goal is to build an emotional bond between athlete and viewer. But I find it trite and manufactured. It's safe to say that all Olympic athletes have overcome training challenges to get onto this world stage. I don't suddenly have a rooting interest in Nordic skiing or freestyle snowboarding because of a TV piece. The opening ceremonies, one of the highlights of the game, usually look like a knockoff of a Cirque du Soleil performance. The ice skating boy with the lantern still lingers in my mind from Salt Lake City, as does the campy text message dance routine from London 2012. The lighting of the torch and the parade of the athletes are the only part that I'm really interested in, and that comes late and generally takes too long to get through. There will be some athletes at these games who will capture the world's attention and will cheer and cry at their successes or failures. But I'm sorry that I can't summon up that level of emotion for sports that I don't follow that involve athletes that I've never heard of.